This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. You know, Big Al has to admit a real problem that he has right now. I simply don't understand what's going on in the universe called the media. I really don't understand it. We're going to spend the last two segments of KER Politics talking with Josh Philip as to what's going on with the Epoch Times. It seems to me the Epoch Times, aside from being pro-Trump, has really been nothing more than just stating what they believe are the facts based on some very serious investigative reporting. But in spite of that, you know, the numbers today for the approval rating for Trump and the rest of it are just absolutely abysmal. But, Jim, the numbers are also bad for some of the major news networks. Can you talk about that a little bit?
But sure, yeah. I guess the ratings that are out now, they're actually for August, July and August. And what we see, interestingly enough, is a significant decline in MSNBC, where they dropped 16% in total day viewers from last year, like a significant drop, and down 20% in primetime viewers from their last year's numbers. They're down to 1.48 million. And they beat CNN in both categories. CNN is actually having a very difficult time as well. They've dropped down to where their top primetime show is at about ranked 15th, behind Discovery Channel, I think some Ancient Alien shows, and Home Shopping Network. Fox News is actually taking the top four of five shows, with Hannity first, Tucker second. Hannity with 3.3 million viewers, Tucker with 3.1, Ingram with 2.6, The Five with 2.5, and Rachel Maddow, who's usually fighting, historically has been fighting with Hannity for that top, is down to 2.3 million. So that's a significant drop for overall for MSNBC. And, of course, just to note, Chris Cuomo for CNN, he has less than half. He's got 1.1 million viewers from Rachel, half of what Rachel Maddow has. So that's really showing the media credibility, I think, and a lot of people that were hoping that maybe the Russian collusion theory and some of these conspiracy theorist ideas on the left would pan out, and people are walking away from them. But at the same time, I've got to note that MSNBC is doubling down. In fact, just last night, Larry O'Donnell, or
Kudlow.
Yeah. No, Larry O'Donnell and Rachel Maddow, actually, O'Donnell brought up another conspiracy theory that, in fact, Deutsche Bank had, the way that Trump had gotten loans from Deutsche Bank is from Russian oligarchs is co-signing on the loans with a single source. He publicly stated this, and then they talked about it, and they've had to come back, and their producers have to come back, and it's actually a bit of an embarrassment today for them. But we're seeing this continual push to change views and to undermine what's happening is undermine the public and propaganda in some ways, but it's undermining their long-term credibility. And of course, this relates right back to our discussion with Joshua Phillips and the Epoch Times and what MSNBC and NBC has done to try to undermine their, what I would call, pretty rational and straightforward reporting.
Doc, I got a question for you. My question purely and simply is, the reason I'm really confused is, all of my life, let's say 70 of my 75 years, I have believed the media was actually telling the truth. It would appear right now that they are simply not. Their ratings are actually I would call Democratic media, the progressive media, the liberal media. Their ratings are going down, yet at the same time, they are reporting that Trump's ratings are absolutely abysmal. Are these just outright lies, in your opinion, John? And if so, why are they occurring in our society right now?
Well, I think they are outright lies. I think we have a mix of people who think that, you know, for some reason Trump is actually bad, and so they have these belief sets, and they're trying to bring him down at all costs. And I think we have a mix of people in the media, and I'm talking more about the corporate side of it. You know, we have six corporations that own 90% of the media that don't like the fact that they're not able to influence the president. And, you know, you talk about, you know, your 70 years of watching news, and mine's not quite that far. It's about 44 years of watching the news. I can remember a time we sat back and said, man, wouldn't it be great if we had, you know, a president and our leaders out there that were business people and couldn't be swayed by differing opinions. They could look at the facts, they could look at the numbers, you know, they could look at our profit and loss statements and use that as our benchmark to try and pull this country out of what we even saw back in the 70s as we were starting to decline. And we've got that now. And now the media, I think they're losing control. They feel like they're losing control. And the fact is, they're not there to be in control. They're there to educate us with true, actual facts and news items. And I think that's also what has got the Epoch Times becoming this demonic type media entity, according to those six major corporations. And, you know, they pull up stuff that one of the founders belongs to a cult and all this, and trying to say that, oh, but that, I think it's all BS. I think, you know, when you look at what they're presenting, you read their media, their newspaper, they're talking about facts. They don't interpret them. They say, here's what's going on, here's what our reporters are seeing, here's the evidence, here are the numbers, and they leave it at that. They let people make their own decision. And I think part of the other side of the media that's controlling is they don't think the American people are smart enough to make their own decisions. And I think the opposite is actually true. They're smart enough to make the right decisions, and that scares them. So they're trying everything they can, and it's the old adage, you tell yourself a lie long enough, you start to believe it. And I think that is what they're hoping happens. If they tell the American people a lie long enough, they'll believe it.
Yeah, Dr. Huber, I think your point is incredibly important to understand that, hey, look, they believe that they have these major media corporations, and you can name them, AT&T, Comcast, ABC, Disney, Microsoft, those different groups that owned our knowledge, they think they've got the right to it. They also believe that they can influence people with it, almost like in the days of Soviet propaganda, where, you know, that's the most important thing is to control the view. And if they can shut down any opposing views, then, in fact, they're going to win the day. And I think it appears to me that that's what's happening. What's your thoughts on actually people's believing and understanding without any other information out there? If you're only listening to these very, you know, if you're listening to MSNBC, you're listening to CNN, you're listening to NPR every day, then you're pretty much going to hate the president if you hear nothing else. It's,
undoubtedly. Undoubtedly. And what they're doing is they're setting up kind of Pavlovian stimulus response. So whenever they mention the word Trump, they follow it with something heinous, whether it's true or not. And the whole idea then is when you hear Trump, somebody who maybe believes in Trump or is pro-Trump and said, hey, look at what he's doing over here. The minute they hear the word Trump, their body goes into almost a fight or flight mechanism, and they immediately equate evil and hatred to that word. And it's working for a lot of people who are inundated with that and who are not willing to question the media. And I think, you know, one of the things as a college professor for 21 years I did was, hey, you know, you should always question the media. And the important question is, what are they not telling you?
Doc, we're going to take a real quick commercial break here. I've got a theory on this. We're going to discuss it in the next segment. Stick around. We'll be right back.
listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350-350.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100, ShopSuperTea.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I've got a theory on what's going on right now. I have felt that our country was in a collapse, a la the collapse of the rise and fall of Rome, for a long time. I've been involved in the political game probably at least since the turn of the century. I realized that we had a major problem economically in the United States, and now I believe we have a, I don't believe, I know we have a major social problem in the United States. Could there be a possibility that the media realizes this and they're trying to solve it, only they're using Donald Trump as their scapegoat? What do you guys think about that? Don't all speak at once. Jimmy, go ahead.
Right.
No, John, you take it. You take it. You're the doctor.
Well, you know, yeah, exactly. You know, it's funny when they start pointing to one person or one thing, when actually socially we have a significant problem, and it's multifaceted. So the fact that they're pointing out one thing is they know that's not it. I mean, that part of what it is them not being factual in their reporting. And video games being designed to basically intoxicate patients, their players, with little bitty slow drips of dopamine. So they don't want to do anything else. They don't want to go out and experience the world. So they're experiencing it through their screens. And that gives media outlets more control over those individuals because they're not going outside and getting the skills necessary to be successful in, say, a work environment. So now when they do get kicked out of their house by mom and dad, or college kicks them out because they either graduate or flunk out, and they can't find a decent job, and it's not because they're not smart enough, they don't have the skills, they don't have the social skills, the ability to interact, and it's all manipulated by this media outlet, and I think that they're fostering this. I think by calling one item, one person, Donald Trump, the person who's created all this, when he's been in politics for, 2.5 years, and what, you look at Bernie and Biden together, 87 years they've been in politics. If you want to point a finger, I think there's a bigger number to point at than those 2 years.
I think that the number of people that live in those major media markets, you know, those, when you look at the demographics, you're actually looking at market analysis of the Los Angeles market, the New York market, the Boston, Chicago, maybe Atlanta, and where these media outlet headquarters are. And then, of course, the reporters that live in those communities. And their experience is far different than the average person in the vast majority of the population of the United States. But they live in a world that they see things in a certain way. While the purveyors of their programming and the guys that are doing the engineers, and I got to say my son is one. He's a PhD Caltech theoretical physicist is doing AI for Amazon. It frightens me. It scares me. But the work that they do some very detailed analysis to identify how to target populations and groups and to see mm-hmm. how to adjust and market. And what they're doing is shaping their consumers, and they're shaping the customers. And they want to actually, like any business, they want to ensure longevity and to protect their interests. Unfortunately, it seems to me that people are not able to question what's happening now, because those same organizations that run, you know, the Googles, the Alphabets and Microsoft, that run and build these great, wonderful technical capabilities, are using them, and people can't question it because they also own the media outlets. It's to me, it's somewhat. I can't harp on it enough as someone who's defended the Constitution and freedom of the press and freedom of ideas and thoughts for all my entire life. How much of a negative impact extensive time in different terrible places around the world, how much of an impact this is having that I see in our community right now, which is why I'm involved in doing this. And trying to talk to people to get the word out there. It's frightening to me that these major corporations are shaping and shifting the mentality of their customers in order to achieve a better market share.
Doc, let me just throw one thing in here at you that I think could be a causative factor, and an important causative factor. Before I start doing the show this morning along with Jim, I was just kind of going over the internet, and I was looking at some of the movies that are coming out. There's a movie coming out right now called The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix, and I watched the trailer, and I have to tell you, if I went and saw that movie, there is nothing positive whatsoever about that movie. It's an expose. It's a description of an incredibly troubled individual. Now, when Hollywood puts out movies like that, we're in a tough time right now, John. We need some optimism. We don't need this pessimistic BS that we're getting right now. How much of a role do you think Hollywood is playing in terms of some of the movies that are coming out?
Well, you know, they always say art imitates life, or life imitates art. It's a back and forth, give and take. And I think one of the things is, because the media, in particular the news media, is sitting there, for example, and harping on, you know, roughly 300 mass deaths a year versus the 47,000 gun deaths we have a year, and trying to use that to take away gun rights and everything else, and it inundates our media with that, that the entertainment industry is going to try and capitalize on it. And they're going to play what they think is going to draw people in, more crazy, more bizarre, more extreme, and violence on top of it all. And I think in this case, the entertainment media for this movie, I haven't seen the trailer yet before I've read about it, it's capitalizing on all these people who want to see that because, oh man, it's almost happening in our own backyard, when in fact it's statistically unlikely to happen to anybody, period.
That's throughout history, people have grabbed on little pieces of information and tried to perpetuate it and try to, you know, and sell it. The difference, I think, today is how much the news media has in market interest. In the past, they weren't nearly as influential because it was more of a public service. And when I say the past, I mean 30 plus years ago, prior to CNN.
Yes. Well, and what's happening now with social media is that they get paid from their advertisers by click-throughs. So they have to, they throw these horrible, gross, emotionally laden headlines out there, whether the facts meet the challenge of the headline or not. They do it because they got a click-through and they're going to get paid. Whereas before it was subscription-based and the story was in there. And yeah, we know that if it bleeds, it leads, but they can stick it in the back of the newspaper and it's going to get read just as much.
Yeah, and that's where we're heading. We're heading to a click-based world, which what the biggest explosion that you can go to get your interest up. And we've had Dr. John Huber here talking to us about this and with Al, and we're going to go ahead and bring in Joshua Phillips and discuss him in the next two segments, the actual direct impact to the Epoch Times with the media attempts to shut down alternative thoughts, which I think is, again, something we need to be concerned about.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Dorian is a Category 4 storm. Winds are now 140 miles per hour as it heads towards the Bahamas. Center Director Ken Graham.
Hurricane warnings out for portions of the North Bahamas with a major hurricane here, so a lot of wind, a lot of rain.
He says the high winds could do a lot of damage to the Bahamas over the weekend. The forecast calls for the storm to head for Florida's east coast.
You could get places with 6 to 10 inches of rain. And even 10 to 15.
Graham says a typical Category 4 storm surge is 10 feet or more. President Trump spoke about his Florida resort, Mar-a-Lago, being in an area that could get hit.
Mar-a-Lago can handle itself. That's a very powerful place. The thing I'm worried about is the state of Florida.
Some forecasters say the storm could turn north by Sunday.
This is USA Radio News.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Continuing on with KER Politics, we're into the second half. Jim and I are chatting right now with Josh Phillip. Josh is our go-to reporter and editor within the Epoch Times organization. The Epoch Times made actually meaningful coverage this week when NBC complained that the Epoch Times was actually number one, printing false information. Number two, printing information that was basically based in nothing more than conspiracy theory. And consequently, because of what NBC had said, the Epoch Times can no longer advertise on Facebook. Let's talk to you guys about some of the allegations that came in from NBC. What's this all about? Satanic information, etc., etc., pedophile information, etc., etc. I never thought a guy like Josh Phillip with a family would be involved in something like that.
Yeah, well, just to be clear, they didn't accuse us of being involved in it. They claimed that we were reporting conspiracy theories around our Spygate coverage, which had allegations of, you know, satanic pedophile networks.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, and I think that was Rachel Maddow, MSNBC, who made that wild claim. Of course, look, we've covered child trafficking stories. We've exposed a lot of that stuff. But our Spygate coverage doesn't talk about satanic networks or pedophilia. And so the fact that she tried conflating the whole Spygate thing as being some satanic pedophile conspiracy theory is absolute nonsense. And to make that point a bit clear, they did not refute any of our information. Of course, people who follow Epoch Times know that we've led the coverage on Spygate, how the Obama administration used really underhanded tactics to spy on Trump and to manufacture the Trump-Russia scandal. We've been leading that coverage. And the fact is that they were not able to disprove any of our information, and so they made that up. They made up this claim that we're promoting, you know, conspiracy theories about satanic pedophile networks, and somehow that's what the Spygate scandal is all about. It's absolute nonsense.
Well, I think the most important thing, Josh, is it's not just about these little conspiracy theories, but this actually attempt to undermine the newspaper's credibility by using a variety of different tactics to question legitimacy and not actually look at the facts in the reporting, which is actually quite interesting to me.
I think it's really interesting simply because you have one group of professionals going after another group of professionals. Now, I have to say that there are a lot of publications out there that I just don't read because I know that the information is just stupid. And I'm not going to name any names or anything like that, but the Epoch Times is a paper that I have been following since I met reporters from the Epoch Times, Valentin Schmidt specifically, in New York at a show that I was speaking at probably close to 10 years ago, quite a while ago. And I have to say, I've gotten to know Josh Philip pretty well. I have gotten to know Stephen pretty well. I've gotten to know some of the other reporters very, very well. And I have to say, I've got a pretty good sniffer when it comes to looking at people's characteristics and determining things that people may not want to be out there in a public forum. But, you know, I've never seen that from anybody at all at the Epoch Times. I think all they're trying to do is go along with their philosophy that was started by John Tong, the originator of the Epoch Times. All he was trying to do was get a fair shake for a very, very reputable following called Falun Gong in New York, in China. The unfortunate thing with that particular following is the Chinese government doesn't want any part of it. Why is that, Josh?
So Falun Gong is kind of like a revival of the Chinese spiritual tradition. It's not necessarily a religion by Chinese standards. You could say it's a religion by Western standards. It's more like Chinese yoga with a moral foundation, or similar more to like ancient Tai Chi, that kind of thing. So it's a way of life. And basically it's just values you hold yourself to in your daily life: truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. And it became one of the most popular practices in China. I think one out of every 13 Chinese people estimated was practicing Falun Gong by 1999. The Communist Party saw that as a threat to their power, and they set out to annihilate it. And they launched a campaign of arrests, torture, beatings, re-education through labor, and forced organ transplant of living people. And Epoch Times has been on the forefront of exposing that at a time when a lot of the world's media either were confused because the Chinese Communist Party is releasing nonstop propaganda about it, or because, you know, they Times, of course, was started with the purpose, you know, not necessarily about the Falun Gong name, but just to create an honest media for the Chinese people. And it was an independent company started by John Tong and a handful of other Chinese who had this vision of creating a media that could not be censored and not fooled by, you know, this kind of propaganda like that. We found a very big interest in it. We're now in 23 countries, languages. So the idea of just traditional journalism, just honest journalism, we found is something in high demand these days.
Well, it is in high demand, and what we see, and again, the bigger question here is, what is NBC doing attacking specific foundations for a media outlet rather than discussing the actual what the is being reported? And my experience, and we've done a number of interviews with people from Epoch Times, all of your reporters have been very concerned about accuracy and having fact-based background information and reporting rationally, which is something we really are not seeing from the mainstream media outlets right now. And the fact that you have been reporting somewhat neutrally, or if if nothing else, just hitting some important stories about this current administration. It appears to be a political hit job, almost like the same type of censorship that you see in communist countries in U.S. major media outlets. And I don't want to be conspiracy about this, but the New York Times just did a similar article attacking conservative journalists, talking about liberal journalists and what they've said publicly, and thinking it, and painting that as some sort of conspiracy. And it is amazing to me to see this happening in America, and certainly very detrimental, I think, for journalism in general, but really unfair to the public too. It's crazy in my mind.
You know, I want to get on and talk a little bit more about the Epoch Times in our next segment, but what I'm seeing here personally is it's very obvious to me that there is an organization, specifically a group of people out there, that are so infatuated with what they think is the fact that our president is disrespectful, he's crooked, etc., etc., that they are willing to basically shut down any media that has any type of positive news about Donald Trump.
And well, even worse than that,
Jimmy. Yeah, go ahead, man.
No, even worse than that, when you have the editor at the New York Times having to explain and apologize and change a headline news that says that the President of the United States wants to have good relations, not racist relations, and then has to call in all his editors and then tell them we're going to focus on his racism? Is that journalism? Is that what the New York Times is, what we're driven to today, where they're going to predetermine an outcome and then guide media towards it? And I think with major media corporations right now, there is such animosity. It's incredibly detrimental to the public and to our system of government.
Very definitely. Listen, we've got to take a real quick commercial break, you guys. Jim McKinney, Josh Phillip, and I will be right back after a quick commercial break.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, this is Jim McKinney back with KER Politics. I've got Al and Josh Phillips from the Epoch Times, and we want to continue our discussion of some of the media issues that the Epoch Times is facing, and not just the Epoch Times, but any other contrary or other media sources that are basically trying to report rationally in our environment today. And Josh, you've talked on the break here. We talked for a few minutes about some of the problems that you've faced. Talk to me about the potential impact that we have from mainstream organizations like NBC and Comcast putting pressure on your company. And then how does that reflect back in what's happened to you and your experiences being basically controlled by, in China with your company and your reporting?
Yeah, well, we of course, they used a lot of deceptive tactics. They, in addition to what we discussed before, because I think they couldn't discredit our reporting, they looked at the broadcast of an entertainment show that is indirectly connected to one of our sister companies, NTD Television. You know, it's like an Ancient Aliens type show called Edge of Wonder, Ancient Aliens on History Channel. They tried claiming that their coverage is stuff we're saying. They compared the two, right? And then used that to discredit us, something we have absolutely nothing to do with, because they couldn't go after our facts. Right? That's the wacky method they used. Then they went after our advertisements on Facebook. Facebook shut our advertisements down. And, we got labeled being alt-right on some of these media checker websites and things like that. And then journalists are celebrating it. They're celebrating the censorship of another media organization that was done using, false information. It's a completely wild, wacky scenario.
Yeah, for those who did not see it, on the front page of the NBC website, their news website, they bragged about identifying some sort of crazy conspiracy that associated the Epoch Times with doing undercover or underground campaigning for Trump. And then they basically were proud that they were that got Facebook to shut you down and shut down your advertising.
And just to clarify that true, too, we were doing subscription advertisement for a media organization. If you're, and these are ads approved by Facebook, And so if you're a media organization and you do subscription ads, it's going to be called political ads. And we're, you know, presenting our coverage. Of course, some of our coverage does come off as pro-Trump. You know, a lot of other media, like New York Times, run anti-Trump subscription advertisement. It's a very normal thing in the media industry. But they looked at that and tried painting to the public that we're, you know, running pro-Trump advertisements, not subscription advertisements for a newspaper. And, Oh, go ahead, sorry.
No, I was going to say, I'm not going to compare you to a political party, but it's like, it's similar to saying, hey, a political party's actually advertising for their candidates. Something's wrong with that. Not to say that you're doing that, but I'm just saying that's how kind of ridiculous it is, right? It's making an argument that's basically inconsistent.
And here's what else they did. They tried painting this whole dark money conspiracy that, you know, they tried referring to it as. And here's what happened. Basically, Facebook had shut down our advertising. We asked them why they did it. This was several months ago. We asked them why they did it, and they would not respond to us. Now, you know, who knows what really happened? I don't know, because they wouldn't tell us. So we went and started other pages to run our subscription advertisements, which, of course, were paid for, and which Facebook, you know, they were Facebook-approved advertisements very openly for Epoch Times subscription ads. And they tried claiming that, you know, we went behind closed doors and made this whole, you know, conspiracy thing we were doing. It was total nonsense. The whole thing was total nonsense. But that's essentially how this whole thing happened.
And the sad thing is that NBC bragged that they got Facebook to shut you down by some sort of investigative journalism. But the fact is, you're investigating journalists in order to affect market outcomes. And political outcomes, actually, really.
Using false information and very misleading information to do so.
And to me, it was very embarrassing to read what NBC had done. It was embarrassing. But it kind of equates back. Pull this back. I mean, what we're seeing in the United States right now is this 93% through multiple, you know, Harvard, Kennedy School's Shorstein Center on Media, Politics and Public. They've identified that the NBC coverage for Trump has been absolutely negative. That most of the media outlets and most of the Media Resource Center have identified anti-administration bias, and just actually finding facts and information is very difficult. A lot of people are looking for it because they don't actually trust major media outlets anymore because of this, because a lot of these accusations actually turn out to be false and it becomes clear. And I think the Russian conspiracy and what you're reporting on that has been phenomenal. And the facts and the evidence now are becoming very clear what the Obama administration did. That's what journalism is about. That's what each one of these companies should be doing. But no, they're not doing that. And let's expand that back to what happened to Epoch Times with your reporters and your office in China and the types of things that happened there.
Right. So, you know, Epoch Times, we've been dealing with stuff like this for a long time now. We've been dealing with censorship. We've been dealing with attacks. Most of it has come from the Chinese Communist Party. And when we first launched, we actually had a China office. And what happened? They got a knock on the door one day. They opened the door and there were Chinese police there. They arrested everybody. Our editors spent 10 years in prison, and they tortured, right? And now we've dealt with stuff like this for a long time. In our Hong Kong office, we have, you know, video footage of, you know, Chinese thugs trying to break down our security doors with hatchets to go sabotage our printers. Our Chinese staff, we have, you know, Chinese expatriates, their family gets threatened for what they do. You know, if they use their real names, of course, their family gets threatened back in China. They get threatened. You know, we've had, you know, ongoing cyber attacks against our networks. I mean, you name it, we've dealt with it. They call it, you know, advertisers telling us they get calls from the Chinese consulate telling them to drop their advertising with us. Crazy stuff like this.
Well, we have, you know, we've got this push from people that there's quite a few politicians that are actually willing and able to mobilize people and to take action. And we've seen the implications publicly against screaming and yelling in restaurants with the current administration. Senior cabinet officials. We've seen journalists like Tucker Carlson's house surrounded. You've got a lot of issues that are beginning to appear to be coming from the same type of action. It's actually, again, I can't for me to, you know, I've spent my entire career supporting and defending the Constitution, and I believe very strongly in it, but I see this erosion, and it's being driven by a media perception of something that actually is somewhat fabricated. And
well, and here's our stance on it, is that telling the truth comes with a price. And Epoch Times is founded on the idea that we're willing to pay that price to tell the truth. That is, it's something that we've endured for, you know, since we started, and we continue to endure. It's something we've recently seen happening to us in the West, and we're not going to give up. We're not going to fold to it. We've dealt with far worse attacks before, you know, for our China coverage and things like that. You know, they can name call us, they can falsely report information on us, and we will calmly present the facts.
That's the honorable and the right thing to do, and that's what we need more of. People willing to stand up and just stick with the facts. Not yell back, not fight, not destroy, just stick with the facts and be accurate with what's out there. I think it's incredibly important. A lot of our listeners are frustrated with the situation in the United States right now. A lot of people want to bag it and give it up. In fact, some of our listeners I know have and moved offshore. And unfortunately, that's in my view, that's not acceptable. So I very much appreciate what you're doing and what the Epoch Times is doing to try to get rational reporting back into the community. Al, what do you got to say in the last 30 seconds?
To kind of wrap this up, I'd like to say one thing, and that is I have all the respect in the world for you guys. And the reason I do is because you're all very talented, very well-educated people, and on top of that, you have passion. You don't get anywhere in this world without passion, and you guys definitely have that. KER Politics
really
is coming to a close. Yeah, we're going to get you on at least once a week, Josh. We want to follow this story as closely as we can, and you're also the best source that we have found in terms of what's going on in mainland China. Thanks, man.
Yeah, hey, real pleasure. Thanks.
Josh, thank you, and again, I support wholeheartedly what you guys are doing.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.